T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
All right, let's say hello to Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Ben.
Okay, so why are we putting Ben to the test?
So Ben has had a best friend who's a girl since college. Her name is Darcy. And, you know, I've met her. We've hung out. She's a nice person. But I guess I've always been a little bit jealous of their friendship, mostly because she's known him a lot longer than me, and all of Ben's friends know Darcy, and they're still sort of getting to know me. Plus, there's the whole inside jokes and you should have been there stories. I don't know. It's just hard.
I got you. That can be hard when the guy you love has a deep friendship with another woman.
Yeah, it is. And what makes things even tougher was 3 weekends ago, one of their college friends got married, and the ceremony was really small, so just family and friends in the wedding party. So Ben was invited, and Darcy was invited, and I got to stay home.
Ouch. Okay, was this because of COVID protocol, do you think?
Yeah, it was. They made it very clear that they had to follow certain rules to get the hall they wanted. And I guess one of them was keep the guest list under 50 people. And, I mean, it seems like a lot, but not really when you consider you have to invite the whole family.
Yeah, and really, you have to invite 2 families, his and hers. Okay, so Ben went and Darcy went. Did something happen at this wedding?
I don't know. I mean, my head is telling me nothing happened. He's a good guy. But I can't shake the whole feeling that they were together in a different part of the country. They were with all their friends. I'm sure they both drank a lot. I mean, you know how people get at weddings.
Yeah, but back up a second. So this wedding wasn't around here then?
No, it was in Kentucky.
Oh.
Rachel, you said that Ben knew this girl back in college. Do you know if they ever dated each other then, or have they always just been friends?
No, they've always been just friends, but you should have heard what she said to me. Don't worry, I've been Ben's wedding date so many times in the past 5 years, I don't mind doing it one more time. I was like, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Okay, so you want us to put Ben to the test just to see if maybe he chooses her instead of you then?
I guess so. I'm probably just being stupid, but you know how sometimes you just get a feeling?
Listen, you have to explain that to us. We pretty much base this entire segment of our show around women who got that feeling. So, all right, well, let's run War of the Roses on Ben. What we'll do is we'll call him up. We'll offer him the chance to send some free roses to anyone he wants. And you're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the Benjamin, please.
This is Ben.
Good morning, Ben. My name is Ashley, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling today was to let you know that we've started a new promotion this year where every month we draw the names of random Visa users, and we reward those people with a little prize, basically as a way to say thanks for using Visa. And this month, you were one of our winners, so congratulations.
Okay. Are you sure you got the right person?
If your name is Benjamin, then I called the right person.
Okay. Well, Well, that's me. I was just asking because I canceled my Citibank card like last year, so I'm kind of surprised you picked me.
Oh, well, you're actually probably still in our file as a Visa cardholder. Even though you recently canceled, they don't update like these lists very quickly, actually. So, I mean, consider it a loophole, I guess. So, congratulations.
All right, I'll take it. Woo-hoo, I won something. speaking of, what did I win?
So, this month's prize is flowers, and everybody who wins receives a beautiful bouquet of long-stemmed red roses. And the reason I was calling is because we've discovered that a lot of our guy winners didn't really want the flowers, but they wanted us to send the flowers to their wife or girlfriend instead. So, is that something that you would like us to do with your flowers, or would you rather have us send them directly to you?
Just depends. Is this a one-time flower thing, or am I going to be getting flowers, like, every month?
No, it's a one-time only thing.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, you know what? Send them to somebody else for me.
Okay, one second here. Who would you like us to send them to? So I'm going to need a first and last name.
Okay, Rachel. And her last name is Mc... That's M-C...
Okay, and the flowers, they come with a card as well, so you can leave a nice message on it, like whatever you want, as long as it's under 180 characters. So what message would you like to put on the card?
You know what? Just put, I hope this makes you have a better day. Love, Ben.
Aww, isn't that nice? What a sweet thing to say. You know, I bet if she were here right now, she'd be so happy that you chose her to send these flowers to. And actually, Ben, guess what?
What?
She is here. Rachel, did you want to say hello?
Hi.
See?
Hi, babe. What's going on?
Ben, this isn't actually the Visa Reward Program. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio program on Z104. And right now, you're on War of the Roses.
I knew it. Why is Visa sending me prizes? I canceled that thing like a year ago.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't think they send prizes to people who cancel their cards. Rachel wanted to see what would happen if you got free flowers and then the chance to send them to somebody. So she wanted to know who you would pick.
Oh, yeah. It was always going to be her. I mean, he was either going to send it to me and I'll give them to her in person or just send them to her.
So either way, it was going to be her.
Oh, without a doubt. It's always going to be her.
Aw, isn't that nice?
So sweet.
Rachel, do you feel better now?
I feel a lot better. Thank you, guys.
The Z-Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.